Some participants of the Fulbright program, a prestigious international program coordinated by the U.S. State Department, had completed only weeks of their stint before being told it was ending because of the COVID pandemic.
I have four brothers. My mom downsized because we all are old and moved out. And then now to have to come home and live in her tiny, like, retirement home, like, there's no space for us.
But some, because of dire personal circumstances, were able to stay abroad.
I don't have a great relationship with my family back home. It's not really a great place to be. So kind of honestly through tears over the phone with somebody at the embassy and, like, the people here, I was like, mental health-wise, this is a much better place for me to be than going back home.
But the State Department canceled the program in March, roughly 8 months early for most participants. These Fulbrighters had to scramble to get on a plane home. Some wished they could have left even sooner.
I am a little bit disappointed with the State Department because I think they waited too long. So that, and especially for Fulbright, that, you know, we had to fly home through Europe. And so that was late for that. You know, things had already blown up in Italy, and I was pretty uncomfortable.
In an email to VOA, a Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs spokesperson said that beginning February 28th, it repeatedly urged and offered assistance to American Fulbright participants to depart from overseas and return home. But many Fulbright scholars say they didn't receive messages to consider leaving until early March. The following weeks were full of rapidly changing guidance and panic, they say.
March 11th, we get a text or an email that's saying, hey, we pretty much recommend that you don't travel for spring break. But then 2 days later, they sent another message that was like, we strongly encourage you to get out of the country now. So the mood just changed really, really, really fast.
Participants are now considered alumni and will receive the title of Fulbright as well as a stipend through June. But beyond finding new homes and supplemental income, Fulbrighters say they're most disappointed that they couldn't finish their projects.
It's much more important for me to have the experience and, like, actually do the research and make great connections with the people here than it is to write Fulbright alumni on my resume.
But other Fulbrighters say they don't fault organizers and the State Department.
It, you know, it's a pandemic. Everything changed. And so I give a lot of breaks to, you know, everybody. A decision had to be made.
Whether they are looking for jobs in the United States or in their adopted country, Fulbrighters have had to change their career plans for the rest of the year. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Washington.